Israel shuts down Al Jazeera, viewed as terror propaganda outlet. By Joel B. Polak on May 5, 2024. The Israeli government approved a decision Sunday to shut down Al Jazeera. The Qatar-based satellite channel that has been seen as a font of pro-terror propaganda since the Hamas attack of October 7. The controversial decision, which took months, will invite criticism that Israel does not honor freedom of the press, as it claims to do. However, Al Jazeera has gone beyond media coverage to advocacy, and several Al Jazeera staff have been implicated in terrorism. Perhaps the most important role Al Jazeera has played has been to air inflammatory claims against Israel before they can be verified or debunked, casting Israel in the worst possible light for viewers in the Middle East and worldwide. Hamas spokesman Abu Obeida has become an international celebrity in Arab and Muslim communities due to his appearances on Al Jazeera, even if what he says is often undermined by subsequent Israeli victories in the fighting. At the same time, Al Jazeera has occasionally, if inadvertently, broadcast unflattering reports about what Hamas is doing to Palestinians in Gaza. Man on the Street interviews have occasionally highlighted frustration with Hamas. In a statement, Israel's government press office said, "The government, today, Sunday, May 5, 2024, unanimously approved the closure of Al Jazeera according to the proposal of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Communications Minister Shlomo Karhi. The communications minister signed the orders, which will go into effect immediately. The law advanced by Prime Minister Netanyahu and Communications Minister Karhi determines that if the Prime Minister is convinced that a foreign media channel is harming the state, the communications minister may, after receiving at least one security opinion and the approval of either the government or the security cabinet, take action against the foreign media channel that is acting against the state. The actions will be confirmed in orders signed by the communications minister and will include the following: closure of the channel's offices in Israel, confiscation of its broadcast equipment, preventing broadcasts by the channel's journalists, removing the channel from cable and satellite companies, blocking its website, etc. Upon receiving the supporting opinions, and given that Prime Minister is convinced according to the law, the proposal was submitted to the government and approved unanimously." Netanyahu added, "After discussion by the security cabinet and pursuant to my directive, today the government discussed closing Al Jazeera broadcast in Israel. Al Jazeera correspondents have harmed the security of Israel and incited against IDF soldiers. The time has come to eject Hamas's mouthpiece from our country. I thank Communications Minister Shlomo Karhi for his activity on the issue." Karhi added, "We will take immediate action against those who use freedom of the press to harm the security of Israel and IDF soldiers, and incite to terrorism in time of war. There will be no freedom of expression for Hamas's mouthpieces in Israel. Al Jazeera will be closed immediately and its equipment will be confiscated. Too much time has passed while we have dealt with too many of the legal pitfalls in order to reach this moment, but it is good that it has come. The decision has been made and it will be implemented. God will fight for you and you shall hold your peace," Exodus 14:14. "You will silence the mouthpieces and incitement of the enemy. Thank you, Prime Minister, for the determination and the support against all odds. The people of Israel support you in your path until all the objectives of the war are achieved and Hamas is eliminated. Go in this your might, and save Israel." Judges 6:14. Opposition figure Benny Gantz, who serves in the emergency government of national unity, said that his party backed the closure of Al Jazeera, according to the Times of Israel, but was concerned the timing could hurt negotiations on a hostage deal. Qatar is one of the mediators in Cairo, Egypt, currently attempting to convince Hamas to agree to release the Israeli hostages, some 130 of whom remain in Gaza, and at least 60 of whom are still thought to be alive. Al Jazeera has existed for over 20 years. It has been seen, at times, as a liberalizing influence in the Middle East, allowing Arabs to hear news not controlled by their own governments. But it has also amplified radical voices. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, The Zionist Conspiracy, and How to Join It, now available on Audible. He is also the author of the ebook, Neither Free Nor Fair: The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at Joel Polak. Editor's note: lead photograph shows street artist Nacho Wells, also known as Cortu 46, depicting Palestinian journalist and bureau chief of Al Jazeera in Gaza City Wael Al Dadu, as part of a project launched by the art platform Creative Debuts called Heroes of Palestine, in East London, on January 29, 2024.